A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil, and produce fruit, 100, or 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's reading from Matthew, from the parable of the sower, is very familiar to us. Familiar since it's a reprisal from Sunday a fortnight ago, but also familiar because it is one of the few parables actually explained by Jesus. But something different struck me this time. Jesus preaches while sitting in a boat. This is not a large-scale preaching in a stadium, but more like an intimate conversation among friends. Jesus surely desires our response to his word. Nevertheless, the kind of intimate setting portrays a deeper understanding by God of our human condition. People sadly fall away from God because of misplaced materialism or the pain of personal suffering. But in this scene, we imagine Jesus reiterating by eye contact God's previous assurance to Jeremiah is indicated in today's first reading. I am with you to deliver you. I am with you to deliver you. This grace of delivery is offered to all of us, including St. Bridget of Sweden, whose feast we celebrate today. St. Bridget was born in the year 1303 and died in the year 1373. A mystic and lay Franciscan, a bearer of 8 children, she was designated by Pope John Paul II in 1999 a patron saint of Europe. In her lifetime, she was renowned for her great charity to the poor. Despite the fact that she was born to wealth, and despite the fact that she lost her husband, she indeed responded to the word, overcoming both the allurements of materialism and the tragedy of personal suffering. She was beloved in her own lifetime for her asceticism, but even more importantly, for her kindnesses and her good works. She was, if you will, the Mother Teresa of Sweden. Her mystical writings are quite profound and portray a deep union with Christ. I quote to you my favorite portion of her writings in which she hears God or Jesus say to her, and I quote, "I gave man a heart so that he might enclose in it me, his God, who am everywhere and incomprehensible, and so that his delight might be in thinking of me." Brothers and sisters, that delight is surely the ultimate response to God's words by any of us, not only St. Bridget of Sweden. We pray today that that delight of feeling God in our hearts and delighting in his presence within us will be the future for every single one of us.